We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Analytics with Arjun. I know it's been a little bit of time since my last episode, but glad to be back basically for season two of this series. And this isn't the topic I had in mind when creating my first video back for like season two, but I did think it was important for me to make this video and kind of explain why the Chargers should and will not trade for Roquan Smith. So, you know, I'm recording this on Tuesday. So the news just came out that Roquan is requesting a trade. And immediately, like, there's a bunch of analysts in the space, NFL analysts that are like, Chargers should be on the phone right now. Chargers should have been calling the Bears yesterday. Chargers are like the perfect location for Roquan. And look, this video is not being made to make Roquan seem like a bad linebacker. He's probably a top five off-ball linebacker, potentially top three, definitely top 10 off-ball linebacker in the NFL. And yes, he will add value to any team he signs with or gets traded to if that becomes the case. And he'll make the Bears defense better than if he's not playing, which then they'll probably be worse. But I think what people are failing to understand with this trade request and what the Chargers will have to do to get him is it's not about his fit in the defense. It's not about whether or not he makes the Chargers defense better, because in all likelihood, he will make the Chargers defense better than if they don't trade for him. He's an upgrade over Kenneth Murray, over Drew Tranquil, over Troy Reader, or whoever is going to be starting at middle linebacker or, you know, like the other inside linebacker spot. But the fact of the matter is, trading for him will set the Chargers back in terms of how they can build their roster. And if we look at how the Chargers and Brandon Staley have valued linebackers, they don't. They literally let Kaiser White walk in free agency to sign a $2.5 million base salary deal with escalators up to, I think, $4 or $5 million. And you think they're going to trade a draft capital plus give possibly a $20 million per year extension to an off-ball linebacker? Reminder, like, Brandon Staley, yes, he was on the Bears roster or coaching staff when they drafted Roquan in 2018. He did not coach Roquan. Remember, Brandon Staley was the outside linebackers coach. He was not in any direct contact with Roquan daily. You know, there's definitely a chance they might have talked or discussed ball now and then, but you look at Brandon Staley's career, right? He goes to the Broncos where they were starting guys like Alexander Johnson and Josie Jewell. Goes to the Rams where in 2020 they were playing Troy Reader at middle linebacker. And now to the Chargers where, like, the Chargers haven't valued linebacker that highly. Like, I know they just let Kaiser White walk. The only linebacker they've given the second contract to is Denzel Perryman under the Tom Telesco era, right? So, like, the problem isn't his fit in the defense. The problem isn't how bad, or the problem isn't his Roquan's skill level. It's the fact that they have to trade a pick for him. That's number one. And trading draft capital, you know, for certain players, it could be worth. But for an off-ball linebacker, there's definitely questions. And they have to give him not only just an extension that will reset the market. And to reset the market, you're looking at $20 million a year or somewhere upwards of 19.5. And you know, just between, you know, me telling you guys, Derwin isn't even going to get that much. I don't even think Derwin's going to get 19.5. And if you think the Chargers are going to trade a pick and give Roquan Smith, a player they didn't draft, a player that isn't a homegrown player, more money than Derwin James, who they took in the first round, who is the heart and soul of his defense, who's going to be the green dot signal caller, regardless of what player plays in this defense. If Derwin is healthy, he's calling the plays. If you think they're going to give Roquan Smith more money than Derwin James, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. And so that's my issue. You're going to have to surrender draft capital plus a market resetting extension. And simply, the Chargers can't do that. They just can't. Because it's not only that they shouldn't, they legitimately can't. Because if you look at this graph right here, the Chargers have negative cap space heading into 2023. And yes, effective cap space takes into account rollover money, but it also takes into account the fact that the Chargers only have like 27, 28 players under roster for 2023, and they have to fill the rest of those spots. The only way they can do that is use whatever money they don't have, because they're in the negatives right now, to fill out depth instead of paying Roquan Smith $20 million a year. Now, yes, if they do sign him to that extension, Roquan is going to have a low year one cap hit, the same as Derwin's going to have a low year one cap hit in 2023. But the point is, like, after that, in years 3, 4, and 5 of Roquan's deal, Herbert's not going to be on his rookie deal anymore. So now you're going to be paying Bosa, Derwin, and Roquan and JC upwards of $16.5 million a year. Is that something you're willing to do? And the answer to me is no. And yes, the Chargers have the fifth most restructurable cap space in the NFL in 2023. That's fine. But you, like, if you're restructuring money to give a linebacker, regardless if it's Roquan or someone better or worse, an extension, I just don't think that's a valuable use of resources, right? Like, look at this tweet by Brad. Team building is all about context. And just like he said, Roquan is a very good player, but you know, you can always cherry pick whatever players you want to fit your narrative. But some of these, look at the list of off-ball linebackers that have gotten big deals. Jalen Smith, cut. Deion Jones, he's injured and he's a potential cut candidate, right? Miles Jack already got cut from the Jaguars. Anthony Barr left the Vikings. He's with the Cowboys now. Quan Alexander signed a big deal with the Bucs, got cut or traded to the Niners, went to the Saints, and now he's with the Jets. Right? Zach Cunningham already got cut from the Texans and he's with the Titans. Like, yes, obviously there's the Fred Warners, the Darius Leonards, but the Fred Warners and Darius Leonards haven't even made it to their, like, Fred Warner is starting his second contract this year. Darius Leonard won't play on his new contract, his new money deal, until next year. So we have no insight onto, like, how these top of the market resetting deals have been doing, right? So again, there isn't a ton of evidence to show that giving a linebacker top of the market money is worth it. And the final thing, and this is just brilliant, right? This is my boss at PFF, Eric Eager. And basically what he looked at is, like, how much do linebackers bite on play action? So this is what this BDUE, bite distance under expected. Negative means you're biting more than expected on play action, which means from the point of the snap to the point where the handoff is, or the point of the handoff, how far has the linebacker moved? And Roquan, in his first 2 years in the league with a really good defensive line, he wasn't biting that much. In fact, his rookie year, he was amazing. But in his third and fourth years, he's gotten much worse at biting on play action, which is ironic because the Chargers are in a division with the Raiders, the Chiefs, and the Broncos. And Mahomes, Carr, and Wilson all ranked in the top 8 in EPA per play when running play action. So if Roquan struggled versus play action, and now you want to put him in a division with 3 of the best play action passers in the league, and you're expecting him to, like, be like an all-pro linebacker worth the draft pick plus the extension, I just don't think it's going to happen. And I think the other point that is being considered, but it isn't a viable option, is that you can trade for Roquan Smith and just not extend him. Like, look, if he's not happy in Chicago with not getting an extension, how do you think he's going to feel mentally getting traded to a team and not getting extended? Like that, it's not going to happen. If you trade for Roquan Smith, you have to extend him. Like, if anything, this is what's going to happen, right? This is how the NFL works. The team that is engaged the most in the team engaged with the Bears the most seriously is also going to be talking to Roquan's agent or whoever represents him at the contract table. They're going to be negotiating two things at the same time. They're negotiating a trade and they're negotiating an extension. So when they trade for Roquan, 10 minutes later, Schefter Rappaport's going to tweet out, oh, now they've extended him for 5 years, $100 million, right? Like, you can't trade a fourth or a fifth round pick for Roquan just for 1 year of play. First of all, that's like, it's okay. Like, I'd prefer that than trading and extending him. But that's not how the NFL works. And like, there's very few situations where you make that type of trade for an all pro or a top five player at that position. If you're trading for a top five player at a position, you're not only just trading for him, you want him to be a part of your long-term plans. And so if the Chargers trade for Roquan and don't extend him, how do you think that's going to boil over in the locker room? How do you think Roquan's going to feel? Do you think he's going to feel valued by the Chargers? Do you think he's going to give his hardest? Like, this isn't even analytics based at this point. This is just how a player mentally will feel being traded to a team that doesn't give him what he wants, right? So that's, first of all, not how the NFL operates. And second, it wouldn't be beneficial to either side if the Chargers just trade a day three or day two pick for Roquan just for 1 year of play. Because like, even you can bring up the Von Miller thing, but the Von Miller thing happened midseason, and like the Rams were making an all-in push for the Super Bowl that year. Like, that was the year that they had all their chips in to win the Super Bowl. And it's different than making this type of move now where, I mean, I think the Chargers are going to be great, but if they trade for Roquan and they turn out like the offense doesn't get better and it gets much worse, like, and they miss the playoffs, it's just a huge waste of resources, and it just isn't smart team building. Again, this whole video isn't meant to bash Roquan. I think he's a great player. He deserves whatever extension or whoever's going to pay him. He deserves whatever money he's going to get. But the fact of the matter is, it isn't worth financially for the Chargers to trade for an off-ball linebacker, give him a market resetting extension, because then you're building just a top-heavy roster. And you know, to being just completely honest, the Chargers haven't been great drafters in recent years. Yes, I think their draft in 2022 and 2021 have been pretty good. And in 2021, their first two picks were home runs. But even after that, I mean, we just don't know how any of these day three players are going to pan out. And I mean, yes, it's cool to build your roster like the Rams, but how many teams have had success like that, right? So again, the final kind of like takeaways is, like, if you're going to trade and extend Roquan, you're technically on the books for Roquan for the extension you're giving him. So it's going to be something like $20 million per year, plus whatever money it would have taken to pay that fifth or fourth round pick. So you're adding about like $4 or $5 million in total value onto the extension, which is technically what he's worth. And the odds that he provides surplus value or he lives up to that deal is very tough, especially for a linebacker. And seeing how Staley values linebackers, seeing how Telesco values linebackers, I just don't think it's going to happen. But again, this was just kind of my breakdown of why the Chargers should and will not trade for Roquan Smith. And I hope you guys enjoyed my first video back. Much more to come in the future. But as always, bolts up.